This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Weight Loss Management Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, visiting with us is Jacqueline Marcus, president and owner of Jacqueline B. Marcus & Associates, which offers comprehensive food and nutrition services to academia, media outlets, and marketing firms. Jacqueline, a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Same here, Eric. Looking forward to talking with you.
And likewise, so as a nationally known registered dietitian and author, what are some of the major reasons people succeed or fail in their attempts to lose weight and keep it off?
Well, that's an excellent question, Eric, because I've been in this field a long time, and I've seen everything. People fail at weight loss diets because they just offer a diet and nothing else. They don't give the participant a true weight that they can aim for. They don't include a sustained weight program that once that there's an initial loss, they can continue to lose weight. In the field, we call it behavior modification. So once weight is lost, then behavior needs to be changed. And if there isn't a behavior modification component, in today's world, we would call it diet counseling, then diets may fail because of that. Diets may fail because there's not a activity component in it. One can call it exercise. It's a little more gentle if you call it activity. Activity meaning walking upstairs, activity meaning going out for a walk, not necessarily a game of pickup basketball or a 100-mile bike ride. And diets may fail because they don't include enough fluid in them, namely water, because water is very essential in weight loss. It's very essential in feelings of satisfaction and in ridding the body of the impurities that are when the body begins to shed weight that need to be excreted. And then finally, diets may fail because they don't address the health hazards that we have throughout the world today, like high cholesterol and heart disease, diabetes, hypertension. And so if they're just addressing weight loss and they're not looking at some of the maladies of the industrialized world, then they may fail as well.
So what stands out to you about the Dukin diet in comparison to other diet plans?
I'm so impressed about it because as a student of weight management for all these years, I've realized that I've always focused on a higher protein diet because in my experience, if people don't see an initial weight loss, they're not going to continue on a diet. So what I like about this, and there's four different phases of this diet, is that the first phase is called an attack phase. I actually really like that word because if people have been overweight or obese for many years, they need a diet program that's really going to attack their weight problem. The second phase of this program, I like the name as well. It's called the cruise phase. It's like turning on your car on cruise control and letting your car do the work. And the analogy is, of course, that your car is your body. So you give it the right program, and it can cruise until you reach your true weight for life. That's another aspect of this diet that I think is so important because people have a very distorted idea about what they should weigh. Now, if they have been heavy their whole lives, but they were 125 pounds when they were married or right out of college, that 125 pounds is not a true weight for life. So the Dukin diet provides them with a weight that they could live with as they mature, as they get older. The next part of the Dukin diet that is so appealing to me is this exercise or activity component. And it's been shown through weight control, weight management research for years that successful dieters have that built into the program. And so it could be as simple as going out for a walk or taking the stairs instead of an elevator or escalator. And people can do that. They don't have to do any more excessive activity than that until they feel that they've lost weight, and then maybe they want to embark upon another more aggressive type of exercise program. It also has that water component that I talked about. It includes 1.5 quarts of water a day, which is 6 cups of water. Now, it may sound like that's a lot of water, but a small coffee cup, it contains about maybe 6 ounces, and we do that in an instant. So to have 6 cups of water a day plus other fluids really isn't such a terrible thing to do long term. It has a substance called oat bran in it, and oat bran provides a sense of satiety or fullness, and it also combats any feelings of that you need to be chewing on something, you have food cravings. The advantages of oat bran from a health perspective is that it helps to aid healthy digestion, it helps to lower cholesterol, it helps to manage blood sugar, and it helps to decrease about 5% of total calories per day. And finally, one of the true genius parts of the Dukin diet is the online counseling. And I say that because as a practitioner who's seen hundreds if not thousands of patients in my own practice, I might see a patient once a week or once every 2 weeks, and likewise with a physician. But the beauty of this online counseling, it's like a friend that you can talk to night or day. You can speak to them live throughout the day. You can enter into a chat room, which are at a variety of times during the day. You fill out your report as a member. The next morning, it's like getting a gift every morning. There's a letter for you that's from your online counselor. And it's been proven that dieters do much better when they have this component of dieting as well. So you get this entire package and not just a diet program. You get all these other components as well. Finally, you also get ancillary or auxiliary materials. There are hundreds of beautiful recipes and meal plans. There are exercise videos. There are supplements if people want to purchase them. There's supplemental food. There's books. So it's really the whole shebang, and that's what appeals to me as a weight loss and a weight management professional.
Now, you had mentioned that oat bran is a key component of the Dukin diet. Why is oat bran so important? And I would be just curious on a personal level, what's the difference between in the health regard between oat bran and oatmeal?
There is a difference. Actually, oat bran comes out on a nutritional basis as in some vitamins and minerals even better. You're not getting the starchy carbohydrates when you eat oat bran as opposed to oatmeal, but you're getting the bran, which is the non-caloric fibrous material, and it's made out of soluble fiber. That's the key. Soluble fiber is a sticky fiber. It has the benefit of collecting the bad cholesterol, if you will, and exiting it from the body. And it has those other advantages, which I mentioned about keeping blood sugar in balance, aiding digestion, and reducing the total calorie count at the end of the day.
Very helpful information. Once again, today we are with Jacqueline Marcus, president and owner of Jacqueline B. Marcus & Associates, which offers comprehensive food and nutrition services to academia, media outlets, and marketing firms here on eHealth Radio's Weight Loss and Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Jacqueline, most people tend to get off track while dieting. What can someone who is trying to lose weight do if they have a bad day to get back on track?
It is very hard to stay on a diet, and that's why there's so much diet slide back. And there's a variety of reasons that are offered. People get bored. They imagine that they miss certain foods. Dieting is hard. It's disciplined. They need to exercise. And so it could be, depending upon the person or situation, any of these conditions. And that's why I said the beauty of the Duke and Diet coaches is so invaluable. In fact, it's the only program of its kind that has this online personalized, simple function. So let's say one day that you struggled with the exercise component. Maybe the next day there was a certain food that really called out to you. So you can indicate this on your report. The next day you'll get a letter back to you, a personalized letter to say, we understand you went through this. And other dieters do too. So people know that they're a part of a group of people that are also struggling. They're not out there alone. And here are some ideas to get you through the next stage so that the next time that you encounter these feelings, you'll be able to handle them. So that's really the key, I think, is the Dukin online coaching that can make a big difference in diet failure or diet success.
And lastly, what advice would you give to someone looking to achieve long-term weight loss success?
You have to have a part of a program, a stabilization program. I alluded to that before when I called it behavior modification. You have to have something that you can live with the rest of your life. So you need to be able to reintroduce foods, foods that you might be missing or love. You can't go without the foods that you've eliminated forever because people will, quote unquote, cheat, which is not a word that I use indiscriminately. So the the third phase and the fourth phase of the Dukin Diet program offer what's called consolidation and stabilization. Consolidation is, once again, I love the term, it consolidates or it adds more food into the program. And you get fruit. You get a glass of wine if you wanted. It allows you to have two servings of whole grain breads. And you can also have an ounce and a half of cheese. You get what's called a celebration meal. And in the latter part of consolidation, you get two. So it's awarding you foods and meals and beverages back for doing a good job and for reaching your true weight. And the other thing that it does is when you move to stabilization, you continue primarily on consolidation. But once a week, you eat pure protein. You continue to have oat bran. And you continue to promise to take the stairs or walk. That's not a big deal in the whole scheme of a lifetime or a period of dieting. I was actually thinking about what people do with their time and their money. For the little bit of time and the little bit of money, it may be any portion of a year, depending upon how much weight you need to lose, it can offer you a lifetime of a lower weight maintenance and health.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information online and also to be in contact with you there as well?
The best way to find more information out is to go to the website, which is www.dukandiet.com, and I'll spell it DUKANDIET.com. All the information about what I've just expressed, plus information about the coaching, the auxiliary products, the books that you can buy, the exercise videos, is right there for you to see.
Well, certainly appreciate your joining us here today. Very good information for the listeners. We've been speaking with Jacqueline Marcus, president and owner of Jacqueline B. Marcus & Associates, which offers comprehensive food and nutrition services to academia, media outlets, and marketing firms. And once again, the website of reference is simply DukinDiet.com. eHealthRadio.com. Jacqueline, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
A pleasure, Eric. Thank you.
Certainly was ours as well. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Weight Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.